see, my name's Andrew and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is July 27, 2009. This is my home group, Temple YPG. I have a sponsor and I am willing to sponsor others. And I'm going to start by saying I am really nervous and I would like to thank Bill for hunting me down in the parking lot and asking me to speak. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Quick background, I'm adopted. I was adopted at birth. I have a younger brother who's adopted also. Grew up in Spring Hill. My parents were always there. I mean, they've never had any kind of issues with my family. I've always gone to private school, I can't tell you when I had my first drink, when my first drunk was. You know, the earliest memories that I have basically was we were all at my buddy's house, and there was substances there, alcohol and drugs, and I don't really remember that night. You know, all I remember was waking up the next morning and being like, what happened last night? And I had people telling me, when I got into, I was going down to the lake. In my neighborhood, there was a bunch of lakes, and we would always go fishing, either with my brother, my dad, whoever. But this time I decided to go by myself, I was riding my bike, had my fishing pole on one side, tackle box on the other, and I wouldn't say so much jumped, but a couple kids just came over, a group of kids who were like the neighborhood gang, just came in, were harassing me. They ended up taking all my fishing tackle, you know. So I came crying home to mommy and daddy, my tail between my legs, explaining what happened, and they didn't believe me at all. You know, I'm going to skip forward a little bit. You know, all throughout my childhood in elementary school, middle school, high school, I never thought I fit in. You know, when I was, I started drinking heavily around the age of 14, until my grandmother died. And she was like my rock, basically. Every problem that I had, she was always there for me. I could call her whatever time in the day, night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. And when she died, you know, I took that pretty hard. I started isolating a lot. I started distancing myself from my family. I always manipulated my parents, my brother, my grandparents, you know, whoever it was. If you had something I wanted, I was too scared to just ask you for it. I had to take it. When I got into high school, you know, I always felt like that odd person out. I would always try to fit in with whoever I could fit in with. And I never felt like I was part of a group. I played sports all my life. High school, I was on the tennis team in high school. I was part of a couple clubs, throughout high school. And after I graduated, somehow I managed to graduate high school. How I did that, I couldn't tell you. I graduated and I went... I had a half academic scholarship and partial tennis scholarship to St. Leo. Went up to St. Leo and all I really did was party. I blew away both scholarships. Came home Christmas break, and we were all in my neighborhood partying at my buddy's house, at a friend's house, and we all went outside to go smoke cigarettes and sit on the car. Well, I decided let's turn on the music, and my buddy was sitting. We were all sitting. They were sitting on the hood of my car, and I got the brilliant idea. I got the brilliant idea to go ahead and start pulling the car, moving the car with my buddy sitting on the hood of my car. Long story short, he ended up getting a hood of my car. I went up to the front and did a U-turn, and as I'm making that U-turn, I see a cop pull in, and he immediately turned on his lights. So I very rapidly turned the car fast. My buddy went flying. And I tried to get away from the cops in my neighborhood. I ended up not getting away. Went to jail. I'm really nervous. Ended up calling every family member except my mom and my dad because I knew that was the easy cop out. So I waited until about noon the next day, January 5th, 2007. And my mom picked me up from from jail, and she just said you had two options. One, you can either walk home from jail, or I'm going to take you to a treatment center. And I told her, I decided that I wanted to walk home from Orient Road, to Fletcher Avenue. I don't know if any of you guys know where that is. It's a pretty far walk. You know, and she kept trying to get me in the car. She actually had to put me in a... She actually got a deputy and rode in the back of the deputy's car to the treatment center. Went into treatment, did 6.5 months inpatient, 5.5 months outpatient. You know, thought I had a program going. Decided that I took an opportunity, which was pretty amazing. I ended up going to Israel for 13 days. And when I was on the plane, as soon as we hit international waters, everybody on the plane was... nobody. I didn't go with anybody in the program. Nobody on the plane was in the program. And as soon as we hit international waters, everybody was like, it's time to get drunk. There's no drinking age. Everybody was 18, 19, 20 years old. And I was like, no, I'm good. But the whole time I was sitting there fantasizing about it. As soon as we landed in Israel, I went right to the bar and ordered what I ordered. Doesn't matter what I ordered. But I started drinking. Got back from Israel, lied about it for another 5 or 6 months. Finally, I ended up picking up again. Well, not really picking up again. Got high and drunk down here. Finally, the pain got great enough to where I came back and attempted to work a program. Thought I was working a program, but I really wasn't. Let me back up a little bit. And it's funny that I'm going to share this, but, you know, it's part of my story. When I went into treatment the first time, after I got out of treatment, inpatient treatment, I started coming to this meeting, and I started getting really involved in this meeting and made this my home group for a little while. And so some of the people in here probably can remember this. I felt a part of this group. I really got involved with this group, and then for some reason I got this like feeling like I don't want to be a part of this group. This group sucks. All that chaos and where it came from, I don't know. And so I pulled myself out of this group. I think it's just funny that today that this is my home group. And you know, just backing up a little bit to where I was going. You know, after I got back from Israel, I got high again, came back, started trying to work a program, and there was no desire there at all. You know, since when I got out of treatment the first time, a big thing was for me was to try to get that feeling from a female. You know, I went to girls, and after I had come into the treatment, you know, I dated girls, and you know, and all I did was focus on how they were feeling, what they wanted. I didn't care anything about what my program, anything. You know, that was a common theme. After I got high down here, after I got back from Israel, I came back and I attempted to work another program. Didn't really put in any effort, probably put in about 20% effort. I ended up picking up again. I've been in and out for the last 2.5 years. You know, and finally the pain got great enough to where... my mom walked into the bathroom and... I was curled up in a ball in the bathtub, and my mom was the first one to see me, and the face that she had, the look that she had on her face was what did it for me, because I had put them through complete hell, excuse my language, you know, and I really don't deserve to be part of their family anymore. But every day, I every time I get that feeling where I can go have one drink, I can go do this, I can do that, I always think back and I remember that look that was on my mom's face. Because I never should have let my mom see me like that. You know, so I ended up coming back. This was back in July. You know, I all throughout the times when I was in and out, you know, I would, a common theme was for me was to get to the fourth step and either not do it or tell my sponsor that, oh, we're not working out, and move to another sponsor's. I went through, I can't tell you how many sponsors I've gone through because of that same issue. I attempted to work a fourth step. I did a fourth step, and it was wasn't a full thorough four step. I left a lot of stuff off. Ended up going back out, and then when I came back in July, you know, I picked up a guy from the men's meeting, and you know, for some reason, him and I were clicking. And I just got honest, did a thorough four step, but I can't really call it a thorough four step because I left three things off. And I ended up changing my sponsor to my sponsor today. And the first day I called him, when I asked him to sponsor me, I said, "There's three things that I left off my four step." And he's like, "What are those three things?" And without even thinking about it, I immediately told him, you know, this time around, you know, I basically dove into sobriety and recovery. I don't hold anything back. Whether doesn't matter how I'm feeling, you know, I don't hold anything in, you know. One of my best friends in this program, you know, him and I go take meetings into juvenile centers, you know. I owe my life to this program, you know. But one of the best things in this program is I have people who I can actually call true friends, who I can actually look at eye to eye and tell another guy that I love him and actually mean it. Tell my parents that I actually love them and not just tell them I love them to try to get something from them. You know, I have people that when they see me going through something, they'll call me out on it. And even if I don't want to talk about it, they'll pull me aside and be like, "Yo, what's going on with you?" Immediately, I'll tell them. You know, I don't hold anything back this time. So I mean, basically, I'm doing what I can. You know, sometimes I hear from my parents, you're getting too involved. I was like, how can I be getting too involved? I owe my life to this program. You know, today I have a relationship with my mom and dad, which is completely undescribable. You know, I can sit down and watch a TV show, something I don't even want to watch. Like, sometimes it's Oprah, sometimes it's whatever. This is the time that I'm spending with my mom. You know, that's what it's about for me. You know, family is a big part of my life today. You know, I'm kind of trying to get a relationship back with my brother. You know, but that's really all I got. Thank you. Thank you.